got to talk about the dog days of camp. Is this a stretch where it's tough to fight through? And you know, you guys don't have a lot of games over that. You don't have any games until, you know, for a good 10 days now.
To be honest with you, you know, camp is camp. You know, there's no way of getting around camp. You know, you just got to put your nose to the grindstone, you know, and go through it. You know, you got to, like I said previously, you know, treat every game like it's game day, you know, and, well, every day like it's game day, and you come out to do your job. And, you know, like I said in every interview, I'm trying to earn the respect from the veterans.
How different is it from your days at Syracuse, at this camp, compared to what you experienced in college?
You know, it's a different approach, I feel like. You know, like I said, this is my job. In college, you know, not saying it wasn't my job in college, but, you know, it's a lot more serious, and, you know, that's what you need at this level.
Anything particular the coach has told you after the first game you need to get better on?
Oh, you have to ask coach.
Tanner, when it comes to pass rushing moves, who are some of the people you've learned from?
Who I've learned from? My coach, to be honest with you. Coach Pat Graham, Pepper Johnson. And we got Matt Patricia as a defensive coordinator, you know, and whatever they tell me to do and try, you know, I try and put it in my game, and it works.
How about before you got here, who helped you sort of refine some of your pass rushing moves?
My college coach. I really didn't, you know, look at a lot of different players. You know, I was taught, you know, whatever I'm being taught is going to help me and help the team.
So there wasn't like one player or two that you sort of watched and modeled yourself after?
No, there wasn't.
Chandler, when you bat down a pass, do you look at that as a good play because obviously you didn't win the ball, or do you look at it as, if I had gotten there, I wouldn't have had to bat it down if you didn't get the press?
I definitely look at like that as a good play. I feel like, you know, every play I'm trying to make the play. And if I don't make it to the quarterback and he's throwing it short, I throw my hands up in the air. So if the ball's batted, then that's a great play.
Has this been fun at all, or is it just business and camp and hard work?
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a dream come true. You know, every kid, you know, would love to be a professional athlete. You know, for me to live my dream and come out here every day to do what I love, I'm enjoying it.
After a breakout first game, a lot of people making some comparison to Jason Pierre-Paul. Are you flattered by that?
Jason Pierre-Paul is a great player. And I'm a different player from him. I'm not going to sit here and compare us two. But he's a great player, and I respect his game. And I have no comment on the comparison.
Some people talk about your speed. Has that translated here? Are you confident that's going to be a real asset on this level as well?
Like I said, I come out and I work my craft, and I work on my moves. If it's speed or if it's power, you know, I take what the offensive line give me. And whatever they give me, you know, I take.
Chandler, let's take two more.
Chandler, did you get a piece of the kick at the end? It looked like you did from over here, that you got a piece of that kick. Do you think you could be a weapon there, too?
No, I didn't get a piece of that kick. No, I didn't.
Is that something you'd like to work on? Not only deflecting passes, but...
Yeah, I would love to. If it involves me making a play, I'll do it. Definitely.
Chandler, do you take pride in always staying alive in a play and pursuing downfield? Because just noticing the other night, you have those long strides and you're able to pursue. Is that something that you see as a forte?
For a great football player, you have to have a high motor. And when I say by high motor, for, you know, non-football analysts here, to have a high motor is, I mean, you're never giving up until that whistle's blown. And that's the kind of mentality I try to approach. You know, if the whistle hasn't blown yet, I'm still running after the ball.
How is it?
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.